Oh, well, in that period, in the 60s, whoever was a lead actor in Sydney worked on the show.
People like Frank Thring.
Frankie was wonderful. Frank came on a couple of times, and, you know, Frank is attributed, and I was there, with the classic line. I mean, Frank came on in his white suit, and I think at that stage he'd been urinated on once by a koala bear that he was holding in a scene, and Frank was quite displeased about that. And then we were standing on the set, and Frank looked down, and there was a sugar bag that was kind of gyrating a little. And Frank said, "Tony, what the devil is that?" And I said, "Oh, that's Skippy, Frank." And he said, "Good God," he said, "if that's the star's dressing room, what's mine like?" You know, and which is one of the great lines from Frank. But he was wonderful. I mean, he was, you know, if it was tough out there on the location, climatically, rain, cold, whatever, Frank was an actor. He did what he had to do, and was entertaining and funny at the coffee breaks, at the lunch breaks, having dinner that night somewhere in Paddo, where we all kind of lived in that period. And yeah, funny man. But everyone was on it, you know, Billy Hunter and Jack and
Jack Thompson.
yeah, all everyone was on it. I mean, Johnny Hargreaves, rest his soul, and I mean everyone. You know, there was always a character in each episode that was the visiting professor, visiting ranger, visiting politician, doctor, researcher, bad guy, villain, poacher, whatever. You know, so there were always interesting roles, and the actors, Sydney actors, loved doing them because it was, you know, a week out in the wonderful Terre Hills and good food and good fun and shooting film. You know, we're all kind of in the same boat, as I suggested earlier, learning film.